Let me show you how this is done. Hold the glass up and examine the wine against the light. You're looking for color and clarity. Now, stick your nose in it. Maybe some strawberry. Oh, there's just a flutter of like a nutty Edam cheese.
When do we drink it?
Now. Are you chewing gum?
No.
Spit it out.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
You are about to participate in a great adventure.
All right, everybody, get ready for a blast from the past.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine and were afraid to ask. That's what we are here for. We are your media resource for everything about our cute, roly, just blooming, starting to swelter little grape. And as starting to swelter, that is the word for the day here at The Wine Crush.
Speaking of which,
the word for the day is going to be hot.
Yeah.
Granted, we usually do this a whole lot later in the year, but there are so many ways we can have fun with the word hot today. It is definitely top of mind. I actually got to see something I have never seen before as I sat down in the studio, got comfy in my chair. I looked up and it said, "Warning, system has exceeded healthy temperatures." And of course, I always worry when I see the word healthy and temperature when a computer is speaking it. I don't know if we have those howl moments or if all of a sudden we're going to find it breaking out into a sweat. I don't know.
Yeah, we should perhaps explain to people what's going on. There's a broken air conditioner in the building. And in this particular room that I'm in right now, where all of the equipment is, and it just whirs away, and you might hear a fan going in the background, there is no air conditioning. And the equipment that we need to get the show done is heated up to about 87 degrees.
Well, part of that, of course, has got to be from the hot air generator from Kent when he complains about the show over and over again.
I was worried that, you know, since I am so hot and this equipment is so hot, we may just explode today.
Oh, we're definitely going to explode from something before all this is said and done, without a doubt. But we can have a lot of fun with the word hot today. Let's start here. If your region is anything like mine, we are definitely into full spring, into spring, and we are definitely bordering on full spring into summer. So in doing so, as you sit back and you try and plan what you're going to drink and what you're going to enjoy, it definitely is not the week or the month to have all those big red wines out and big heavy Chardonnays out. So your wine recommendations this week. I personally really love this. Your white wine recommendation, of course, it's going to have to be a Chardonnay, but some oak may be a little bit overbearing right now, but Four Vines Naked Chardonnay is definitely a great recommendation. What the reason why they call this naked is because it's a Chardonnay that is done entirely in stainless steel. It sees no oak. So it has no heaviness, no overbearingness. It is just clean the way nature intended these grapes to taste. Mm. And because of that, you get apple, you get peach, you get pear, you get all this luscious fruit. Now, there is a time and a place for oak. There's no arguing that. But this time of year, if you want something that's a little more refreshing, if you want something that just leaves the palate dancing, Naked Chardonnay is definitely the way to go. The hotter it gets, the more you like something. Mm. And what I find better about these Chardonnays that don't see a lot of oak, I don't feel as guilty chilling them down to a point where you might not ordinarily chill really expensive Chardonnays down, so it's a good fit. That, and of course, I just love their tagline, "Eat oysters and drink naked often." I see absolutely nothing wrong with that.
I mean, we're talking N-E-K-K-I-D naked here, right?
Naked. Yes, naked. What is the difference? Naked means you're unclothed. Naked means you're unclothed and up to something.
In the South.
Yes. And certainly all my friends in the Northeast are really rolling their heads and saying, "Oh, God, has she really doing a wine show from down there?" Anyway, there's your white wine recommendations, Four Vines Naked Chardonnay. Now, for red wines, it gets touchy. Look, people are going to drink what they want to drink any time of year. And we start talking about lighter reds, and some people turn up their noses. And there are some outstanding lighter red wines out there. But the one I'm recommending today is one that has been particularly bastardized. There's no two ways about it. Pinotage. It's a wine from South Africa. It is actually a clone. It's a hybrid between Pinot Noir and Cinzeau. And this was put together, say, in the 1940s, 1950s. And for a while, about 15 years ago, this was the hottest trend that we had seen in the United States. It was just neat. It was different. Well, what happened, as is wont to happen when people start getting excited about things, the market got overrun with pinotages. And some of them that were coming into the country were just, let's be honest, they were just slop. They were stuff we wouldn't use to mop our floors with. Some of the stuff was absolutely disgusting. And ergo, what happens is a grape gets a reputation. It says, oh, we have to go drink Pinotage. Low-end producers come in, flood the market with a whole bunch of crap, and then all of a sudden, the whole varietal has disappeared. However, if you shop carefully, Pinotage is a great wine for this time of year. It has a lighter style. I personally like it with a fair amount of chill on it because it continues to exude the fruit. And of course, as it warms up nicely in the glass, you get other depth to it. But this week's recommendation is the Pinotage done by Robertson. And of course, Robertson has been around since, I believe, 1941 in South Africa, ever since pretty much we got over the fact that apartheid and all the awful political things. Robertson's been making these wines and making great examples of what South Africa can do. But I love it because it's got great strawberry flavor. It's got plum flavor, has cherry aromas to it. And what I think is really neat, and I challenge those of you out there who like to have fun with the tasting and the profile, there's banana in this wine. And often when you say you have a banana aroma or flavor and a red wine together, it usually is not a good combination. In this instance, it works lovely. So your wine recommendation this week, I am going to go out on a limb and recommend a Pinotage. But Robertson is outstanding. You aren't going to find that awful acetone that you tended to find. And of course, your white wine recommendation is the Four Vines Naked Chardonnay. I think these two wines together can get us through whatever temperature you happen to be dealing with, whether it's in the studio or out on your patio. You have to have a balance of both of them.
Well, that's right.
Yes, because
I've never heard of banana in a wine.
It usually, when you find banana, you find it when you're discussing the Chardonnays from the Santa Barbara region, Santa Maria. You'll start getting a lot of tropical fruit, and you'll hear banana, pineapple, tangerine. It's usually something that's affiliated with that particular region. But to get it in a red wine, a lot of people might say, oh gosh, Laura, you have just smoked entirely too much something. But no, taste the wine. You'll definitely see what I'm talking about. And it really does add a lovely balance to it.
Okay.
Yes. Bananas, I know that gets your attention, being the ape that you are.
Oh, wow. That yes. hurt. That was that cuts.
Well, I'd hate to see you get a little hot under the collar today.
Whoa, oh, we're just going to do that. Because you're nice and cool. Okay, you
it's
wait.
Why
don't they get this fixed? I'll have it like a meat locker in there again. You'll enjoy that.
It is nice for once to have it temperate around here. Okay, we're having fun today on The Crush. Hey, as always, we do ask you, call us, email us, smoke signal. We love to hear what you're thinking. You can call us, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Of course, you can email me directly at lauralawson@winecrush.com. And definitely, we have the Twitter account, Wine Crush Radio. There are all kind of ways for you to stay in touch with us, because if we say anything that gets you a little volatile or a little excited, and if you're a little hot, then you can always comment on anything that we're doing. Speaking of being a little hot, I have an interesting story today, and it's something that I'm sure we're going to have to carry over into the next segment, but I really want everyone's impression on this. Because ultimately, think about when you go to the store and you buy a bottle of wine, and it says Chardonnay on it, or it says Pinot Noir, or it says Sauvignon Blanc, or Viognier. Obviously, you have a set expectation of what's going to be in the bottle. But what I find interesting, if I go buy just a random Chardonnay, if I blindfold myself, walk up to the Chardonnay section, grab a bottle, pull it off the shelf, put it in a brown bag and open it, all I know, or at least I think I know, is Chardonnay. It can have so many different flavor profiles. Like we were discussing, the oak, the non-oak, the stainless, the non-stainless, whether it has the deep, rich flavors, whether just like we were discussing the banana, the tropical flavors, the tangerine, or if you're going to have more of a French style, you have the more mineral base, you have more chop base, more concrete. It doesn't matter exactly what's going to be in the bottle because it could have so many different profiles. What's recently come to light, and I don't know if any of you have followed the story, but the big guys, Gallo and Constellation, they both were sued because wine that they bought that they were told was Pinot Noir was actually not a Pinot. It was Pinot Syrah and Merlot. Now, it happens. Let's face facts. I wish that everybody could honestly know everything that was in their wine. I wish that all the vintners, if they went and they contracted out with somebody and they went to a plot and they say, this vineyard looks great, and the owner looks at them and said, yes, it's all Pinot Noir, that they could actually go on someone's word. Well, what has happened by purchasing these wines that they were under the impression was Pinot Noir and in actuality was not? Get this, three different people have sued them. They have sued them for false advertising. Only after the fact that Gallo and Constellation have both come out and said, hey, listen, there are problems. These varietals weren't correct. Now, you know me. I can get off on the whole idea of our very litigious system that we have in the United States. I think we sue too much. I think we use lawyers too much. I think some people go off the deep end entirely too often. But my question, both to our listeners and to the people who are filing suit against these big wine companies, let's face facts. All you are seeing is the gold at the end of the rainbow. The only thing you are looking for is that magical payday that you couldn't get on your own. Because whereas I do understand taking something to court if you were injured, if you were damaged, even if your reputation has been slandered, the likes of which I have slandered poor Kent's over the years, I do not see any ill becomings to you. I do not see how you got hurt. I do not see how you were damaged by buying a bottle of wine that said Pinot Noir, and in actuality, there was Merlot and Syrah in it. There was absolutely no harm that came to you. But for our listeners, I do want to get your opinion. Do you think that if you bought a bottle labeled Chardonnay and you found out it was Chardonnay, Semillon, and Sauvignon Blanc, does that give you a reason to sue?
Are they saying they suffered emotional damage from this or something?
They were saying they were misled.
Well, that's not worth money.
I wouldn't think so either.
Get your money back and get another bottle of wine.
Yeah, if nothing else, go ahead. And, of course, Kent was not paying attention. He was actually
looking at the equipment. Well, the boss was here. The boss
yes,
walked in.
Yes, looking at the equipment to make sure it hasn't melted down yet. But ultimately, once again, if you were harmed, if there had been acetone in the wine, if there had been antifreeze in the wine, which has happened in the past with certain other countries, and you had ill effects, I get it. But just because the label said you were drinking Pinot Noir and you had some Merlot and Syrah, I don't buy it. Call us 877-4CRUSH1 or email me, Laura Lawson, at winecrush.com. We're going to give you a moment to ponder those thoughts while we take a quick commercial break.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169.
Is the IRS knocking on your door for back taxes? Are you being threatened with bank levies or wage garnishments? Let us negotiate with the IRS for you. It's a lot easier. We deal with the IRS every day, so you don't have to. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, or you haven't filed in a while, pick up your cell phone and call now for free information. We have experts standing by right now who know the tax codes and know the secrets to settle your back taxes for less, if you qualify. We'll explain to you how we may be able to settle your taxes for less than what you currently owe. So call today for your free evaluation. Remember our motto. If you can't pay your back taxes, call now. See if you can pay less. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, call Alpha Tax now for free advice on how you can pay less.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking.
Hmm.
You know how I feel about alcohol?
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Loss, and I hope all of y'all took that small respite to sit and truly think about what we ended the break on. The idea that I am going to go sue because my wine was incorrectly labeled. Here's a thought, and I'm just going to go ahead and throw this out there. I don't know how many of you know it, so we're going to use this to educate. Does everyone out there know that if a wine is labeled Cabernet and it's labeled California, that only 75% of that wine has to be Cabernet Sauvignon? The other 25%, the winemaker, the winery, the producer, can do whatever they want to with it. 25% Cabernet, 75% Cabernet. They could even put 25% Chardonnay in there if they wanted to.
I don't think people know that.
In fact, the way California wine laws work, the way that United States wine laws work, it all varies based on how the label is done. We've gone over the label ad nauseum. But ultimately, it is probably less than 10% of the time, if you buy a wine labeled varietally, that the whole bottle is that varietal. Chardonnay can have Semillon in it. Sauvignon Blanc can have Chardonnay in it. Pinot Blanc can have Pinot Gris in it. Cabernet definitely has Merlot, Petit Verdot, Malbec. It has something blended in.
Now, is that for all wines brought into the United States?
That's pretty much from everywhere? That's pretty much for every wine everywhere. There are certain countries that have very strict labeling laws in the sense that if it says 100%, if it says Cabernet, it is 100% Cabernet. But really, those are rare wines. I mean, even if you pick up a bottle of Australian wine, say you pick up a bottle of Australian wine that says Shiraz, Cabernet, Merlot, and Grenache. Those four grapes are in there, and all that label tells you is that those four grapes, in descending order, that's what's complete. That's what the blend is comprised of, but it doesn't tell you the mix, and it doesn't guarantee that those are the varietals in there. So I'm sorry, I did not mean to get off on a tangent, but you know me. When you can get hot under the collar over something this ridiculous and this stupid, I mean, let's face facts. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got injured. So I think it's ridiculous, and it just really disgusts me that people want to take it to this extreme. So there, I will get off my soapbox.
If you did this, if you said, okay, you can sue, but if you lose your lawsuit, you pay for the other side too.
Well,
frivolous lawsuit.
Isn't that how it usually works anyway?
Sometimes.
Or here's a thought. Give the poor people their money back. And we aren't talking, hey, and here's the other thing. looking at Gallo, looking at Constellation, this is not a commentary on their wines, but these were not expensive wines to begin with.
Yeah.
These were not, we aren't talking a Donna Estate. We aren't talking a La Coya. We aren't talking that people paid $280 a bottle for this. They paid under $10. What do you expect to happen? I don't know.
Send them two bottles of what they wanted.
Yeah, send them two bottles and shut the hell up. Yeah. I really don't know. Anyway, it does lead me to an interesting email I have received, and this is from Kathy, and Kathy writes it's from New Mexico. Kathy writes, I wanted to chill my wine quickly the other night, so I put it in the freezer, and then I forgot about it. When I came back to the freezer, my wine had frozen. Well, I thought wine was alcoholic and it shouldn't freeze, but if it froze, then what's in my wine to make it freeze? Okay, Kathy. Number one, yes.
Science class.
Yes, here we go. Number one, wine is alcoholic. Generally, it ranges anywhere from 8% all the way up to 16%, 17%, depending on what region and what varietal. So this is your alcohol content. But when you look at it comparatively speaking, think about what you usually do. I don't know if you're a vodka drinker. I don't know if you're a liquor drinker. If you take your Grey Goose and you put it in the freezer, it will sit there and get nice and chilled. Some of you might not be as sophisticated to know if you put your Jägermeister in the refrigerator, it will not freeze. What happens is that's because that is a higher percentage alcohol. Ultimately, when you pulled that bottle of wine out of the freezer, there was still a little bit that wasn't frozen solid. Wine is mostly water. That's what it comes down to. It is mostly water. But that 14% alcohol will keep it from freezing entirely solid. So when you put your bottle of wine in the freezer, yes, it froze. You figure it's 86% water. So yes, water freezes. So that explains that. And I guess you also notice your cork pushed out of the bottle because water expands when frozen. Sorry, can't do anything about that. You're on your own there. But as far as what else is in your wine to make it freeze, obviously we've covered the water part. But other than that, that's all that should be in your wine, period. It is grape juice. Now, occasionally people are going to argue and say that, oh, there's wood chips in there. There's a little bit of sawdust. There's some kind of oak flavoring, that there are egg whites in there. And yes, all of these things could possibly be true. But when it comes to day in and day out, it's grape juice. It's water. It's certain chemicals that were found in the grape. It's certain ester compounds. And, of course, by the time the yeast gets done with it, it is some alcohol. So, Kathy, hate to disappoint you, but yes, wine can freeze. Yes, it's still alcoholic. And no, there's nothing else in there that makes it freeze solid. Hope that helps, Cinda. Of course, I am certainly not mocking you, but we did do a whole show on this about a year ago. If you want to go back on the website, winecrush.com, you can pull it up. Hey, we're going to take another quick break, and when we return, we will actually get to some phone calls off the wine line.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-489-1639 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-489-1639. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-489-1639. 1-800-489-1639. That's 1-800-489-1639.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a million-year-old beach? between drinking clean water or breathing clean air. Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach, but Wet held the boy's eyes in awful trance, with the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. As always, this show is supposed to be for you and about you and to answer all your wine questions with as little mocking as I possibly can do. But since we are all sitting a little bit hot around here, it is just the perfect opportunity to let my personality shine.
You're really just playing up the hot thing, aren't you?
It's kind of hard not to. There's just no two ways about it. In fact, when you look at it, it's a hot spring. It's hot in the studio. And actually, did you know you can be hot in wine?
You can be what?
There is actually a wine term called hot.
Hot.
Hot. And I had a little text, email, Twitter thing on the account saying, define hot wine. Is it just when your wine is served too warm? And actually, it's not. Yes, obviously, if my wine is hot and I feel like I need ice cubes to take the temperature off 87 degrees, then yes, it is temperature hot. But when you look at wine and you hear people describe it as hot, what they're talking about is a high alcohol content. And perhaps if Kathy from the previous segment had actually had a hotter wine, meaning higher alcohol, 14, 15, 16, 17%, then perhaps her wine wouldn't have frozen as quickly and she could have gotten to it in time.
Do you ever put wines in the freezer?
Constantly.
Really?
Yeah, constantly, especially like on days like today when I realize that I have been out of town and there is no cold wine in the refrigerator. After dealing with you, dealing with the studio, mm-hmm. I will go straight home. Before I turn the burglar alarm off, a bottle of Chardonnay will go straight in the freezer. So by the time I get back downstairs, it'll be drinkable.
That's just odd how we do things differently. See, after dealing with you for a day, I go home and put my head in the oven. So that's all I got.
All right. Well, at least you should feel comfortable then in the studio. All right. Well, Kent, do we have a victim on the wine line? Have people actually bothered to call in?
People did, and Jim is up first from Ohio.
Just wanted to call and ask a question, possibly see about some seasonal wine recommendations for this spring, this nice patio wines for this time of year. Maybe something to help cure the seasonal allergy blues.
The seasonal allergy blues. I guess drink enough and you won't really matter all the way around. This is the time of year. Obviously, Jim, you can check and see what's on the recommendations this week, because, of course, the Naked Chardonnay and the Pinotage will be a good fit. This is also the time of year where I like to get into white blends. Obviously, Conundrum is one that comes to mind. Sokol Blosser Evolution, Menage White, those just springy, flavory things. Also, this is the time of year because everything is blooming around the country. You have jasmine blooming, iris blooming, all kind of fruit trees are starting to bloom. It's a great time to start getting into Viogniers, to Roussans, to Marsans, the white wines of Southern Rhone, because this is the time of year that when you start talking about very floral characteristics, that's easy for me to say, floral characteristics in these wines, people can relate to them better this time of year if they aren't gardeners. Because if you're sitting outside on a patio and you're fortunate enough to have a beautiful patio surrounded by flowers or gardens, if you actually can smell a gardenia or if you can actually smell jasmine and then taste your wine, it does kind of hit home. So as far as seasonal recommendations, definitely start looking for the lighter white varietals. As far as red, of course, Pinotage, this is a great time of year. Pinot Noirs. There are lighter style Pinot Noirs. There's actually lighter style red wines of just about every varietal you can think of. To me, people argue this. I really like Barberas this time of year. I like Chiantes. I like getting into those Tuscan blends because, you know, whether if you were an Italian fan, you were drinking Barolos, you were drinking Barbarescos, you were drinking heavier reds during the holidays, this is a great time of year to start branching out. This is also a great time of year to start investigating the wines from South America. When you start looking into Malbecs, they all aren't dark and inky. There are some that are light, very fruit forward, that are just really, really refreshing. So ultimately, this is the time of year to branch out and kind of experiment with some neat other things. But definitely, this is my favorite time of year to play with the off-white varietals.
Does pollen have any effect on wine whatsoever?
Are you talking about the flavor? We need pollen to have grapes. Of course, when you go into bud break, the pollen, the bees actually fertilize it. That's how you get grapes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I mean, but okay. Excessively and this early in the year, does it have any effect on what's happening with the wine right now?
Not really. No.
Sounded like a good question when I thought of it. But
wait, when you
not,
thought yeah. of it, yes. Here is the danger, though, if you want to really go into it, as far as the grapes themselves go, obviously, if we go into bud break early, if we go into full bloom early, then what happens is, yes, there is still a danger of frost. Let's face facts, it's still early in the year, even though most of the country is sitting 20 degrees above normal. A situation can always happen where the temperature plummets, and of course it hurts the crop, it hurts the grapes, which we have actually seen in a couple past years. But here is something interesting. If you want to talk pollen, and this kind of refers back to Jim's comment about seasonal allergies, this is something most people notice this time of year. Now, of course, people will say that they get headaches or they have sickness or they feel bad after drinking wine. And a lot of times what will happen if you overindulge, let's say I overindulge in my favorite Chardonnay, I can get up the next morning and feel like I've been kicked in the face by a horse because I feel like I have a sinus headache. This is a result of histamines. Now, of course, for those of you who suffer allergies, this time of year, you don't need Chardonnay to feel like you've been kicked in the face by a horse. You automatically get it because of our allergies, the histamines that are happening because of, all the oak trees, all the pine trees, all the pollen out there. So if you're going to drink a lot of white wine, and of course you're going to be outside and drinking in front of the pollen, like I'm going to influence the pollen, if you're going to be drinking outside and actually be exposed to pollen, it is possible to get a double dose of histamines. So this is a great time of year to take your histamines before you drink your wine. How's that, Ken?
Okay, that makes sense.
I don't really know.
I have no idea if it's true or not, but it makes sense.
Well, does it matter if it's true? I'm just here to entertain you.
No, it doesn't matter.
No, actually, it is true. And it is proven fact that antihistamines can help you with your histamine hangovers.
Okay.
Well, you have to stop before you actually imbibe three
bottles. I've
never heard
of a histamine hangover, but that's a new one on me.
Well, definitely try it. Hey, next time you go out and mow your yard without anything on your face and you wake up with a headache, that would be that.
That's why.
All right. Sorry to digress. As always, we do want your calls. We want your emails. And right now, here's one that kind of works in itself well. Dirk from Virginia writes, what do you think of the wine tasting kits that are available at retail stores? Do you actually learn from them? And this goes back to answering the question I just did. I do believe that these kits help you. What Dirk is asking about is you can go into your local retailer, you can go onto your favorite wine.com website, and you can order wine tasting kits. And these aren't actual bottles of wine. What they are, if you can imagine a miniature spice cabinet, and each one of these little spice bottles, you put it up to your nose, it has a different aroma to it. At least, Dirk, this is what I assume you're referring to. And I pick up this little bottle, I smell it, and I get jasmine off it. And the top is flavored jasmine. And then the next little thing next to it says, I don't know, boysenberry. And I take it up and I sniff it, and I now know what boysenberry smells like. These kits actually can help train what you think is your palate, what you know, and what you recognize. Because as much as I wish all of us were chefs or all of us were great gardeners, I can look at you and say boysenberry, I can look at you and say gardenia, I can look at you and say bearded iris, and all these flavors at some point, or at least all these descriptors, will show up in some kind of wine description somewhere. But let's face facts, if you don't know what a kumquat tastes like, if you've never smelled a kumquat, or if you've never had passion fruit, ugly fruit, something like that, these kits can help you. And it's great, especially if you have the description that's on the back of the bottle, or if you have a description that's off a winemaker note, and you smell it. If it says white peaches, and you smell something that's supposed to be white peaches, then taste it. It will definitely train your palate to identify different flavors and more depth in wine. Dirk, I hope that answers your question. And of course, thank you for writing into the Wine Crush. We are here to serve. Speaking of serving, we're going to serve up some commercials right now, but when we return, we will have more calls and more emails to answer all of your questions about wine.
Visit winecrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is the Wine Crush.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant, the only engine and fuel system product that makes your car or truck engine perform better. Legendary car builder Carroll Shelby is sold on Z-Max.
There's no doubt that it's the only additive that really works.
Put Z-Max in your oil and gas and reduce internal friction and harmful deposits.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, tested, trusted performance. Available at auto parts stores and at Z-Max.
NASCAR weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It all starts Friday, March 9th with Stratosphere Pole Day. See Denica March 10th in the Sam's Town 300. Then Sunday, March 11th, it's Dale Jr., Johnson, Gordon, and your favorite in the Sprint Cup Cobalt Pools 400. Get great seats at 800-644-4444, 800-644-4444, or select your seat at lvms.com. When NASCAR comes to Vegas, it's all about the fans at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, America's racing show plays.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. Today we are trying to center around things that are hot. And of course, we all know that Kent fits that description. And of course, we know my temper occasionally fits that description. But it does give you an interesting insight into the world of wine, how you can bend it to your will. It's always fun to bend things to my will. It makes me just feel more important and more special.
I've noticed women in general feel that way.
Well, yes, but we expect our will just to be honored. It's a whole lot easier that way.
It's easier on us. Yes, it is.
It is. See, you're an enlightened male.
Yeah.
You gathered that a long time ago.
I've just been beaten down so much that I understand these things now.
It's easier. If you just tell us yes from the outset, it's a whole lot simpler down the road for everyone involved. All right, speaking of simpler down the road, I think this is a fairly easygoing question. Cheryl from California writes, during table service at a restaurant, do you need to ask for a decanter, and when should you? Well, no, you shouldn't have to ask for a decanter. Ideally, you're at a situation where your sommelier, the person serving the wine, knows what should be decanted and what isn't. Now, of course, that's a dream state. I'm sorry. My head does kind of go up in the clouds occasionally. Asking for a decanter is entirely up to you. And generally, you either see decanters on very old wines, and even there is some argument on this. Generally, what started out was the accepted practice is you decanted wines that were going to have sediment in them. And what the decanting did, of course, was keep the sediment in the bottle and out of your glass because it can get a little bit unsightly. But ultimately, if you have an old wine that's going to throw sediment out, it's going to be a little weak. It might be a little bit short-lived. So exposing it to all that air is going to hurt it because ultimately that's what you do when you decant something. If you take the wine out of the bottle and you pour it into a decanter, you are aerating it to a point. You're exposing it to the elements, which cause all the esters to kind of get happy and float away. Well, not away. They just float up so you can actually grasp their smells, their intent, and so you actually know what you're dealing with. Now, this can harm some wines. What I like decanted, personally, and I know this is a recommendation given to the sommelier court, and it's something I like to see, if I'm going to sit down and I'm going to have a 2000, I don't even know current vintage, say I have a 2008 Kenwood Jack London Zinfandel. I'm going to have a very young, very big wine. I like to have this wine decanted because it helps soften it out. It helps open it up a little bit. Because we talk about tight wines. We talk about wines that are very tannic, that are very strictured, that are very closed in on themselves. Once you add oxygen into the whole situation, then, of course, they open up. You get more of the fruit. You get more of the longer tannins. You get more of the experience. So should you have to ask for a decanter? I should hope not. But decanters are always a matter of preference. And, of course, you don't just have to decant red wines. You can decant white wines. But there is always there needs to be a small balance in that. Generally, if you're going to have to decant some white wines, it's not because of sediment. It's because they tend to be a little bit bigger. And I personally just don't recommend it. Although I did have the most entertaining dining experience. I was sitting down with a wine expert. This person was indeed a wine expert. They were indeed some of the highest level achieved expert that could be there. And knowing my passion for Chardonnay, this person insisted that we had to get a big old white Burgundy. And I have to admit, as a hard time as I give the French, I do like me some white Burgundy occasionally. So we had a nice bottle. I believe it was a Chevrolet Montrachet. And as the waitress brought it over the table, he asked for a decanter. Okay, fine. I thought it's part of the showmanship. Yes, it's a little bit older vintage. This ought to be interesting. So, of course, we pour it in the decanter, and then we have to let it sit there for 15 minutes. And I thought, well, this is kind of cruel. You know, not only do I not usually decant my Chardonnays, but now that wine is sitting there, it's getting warm, and it wasn't cold to begin with, and we're just staring at it. So, finally, the 15 minutes pass, and the wine gets poured in the glassware. And I'm all excited. I'm ready to taste this Chardonnay, and I reach out for my glass. I'm like, no, you can't touch your glass. Okay, so this is strike two against this guy.
Wow.
And I'm like, what do you mean I can't touch my glass? Well, the wine's been decanted. I said, yes, I know. I've been staring at it for 15 minutes. He's like, now very slowly, counterclockwise, I want you to swirl your glass three times. And I was sitting there, and I was in the middle of a beautiful restaurant, and I do have some wine sense. At least I assume I do, and I hope our listeners acknowledge that I do. I'm thinking, okay, so I'm going to turn this wine counterclockwise three times before I can drink it. So I'm trying to humor the guy. I'm trying to be pleasant. I definitely go ahead. I twirl my wine three times counterclockwise. God forbid, no telling what would happen had I done it clockwise. And then I get ready to take a sip. He's like, no, no, no. You have to stop. You have to sniff. You have to truly appreciate the wine. For those of you who follow the show and you hear the opening where you have Miles at the front trying
That's
to
what
give,
I thought of, yeah.
trying to give the guy a lecture and a lesson on how to taste wine, this guy was Miles to the 10th power. So I don't know how I got off on this tangent, but ultimately, when it comes down to it, as far as decanting wines, if you want them aerated, if you want them to open up a little bit, by all means, please do. But there is absolutely no need to stand on ceremony, and you have to worry about it. So yes, sorry, Cheryl, I did not mean to get off on a tangent, but it just brought to mind that story and just thinking there, sitting at that man, one, to decant the wine and leave it on the table 15 minutes, two, to pour it in my glass and have to sit in my glass, then twirl counterclockwise, and three, then have to sniff and enjoy it. The man is lucky he didn't wear it before it was all over with. I was much more patient then. I probably wasn't.
Was this a long time ago?
No, this is in the last month.
Really?
This is in the last month. My temperature probably wasn't overheating at that point.
Probably not.
I was probably being more gracious. All right. Well, Cheryl, I hope that answered your question. And by all means, feel free to be aggressive and feel free to ask for a decanter if you feel you need it. Hey, we're going to take another pause here on The Crush. When we return, we'll wrap up today's show. We'll kind of take another look at hot as far as wine, and we will predict what we have coming up on The Crush in future weeks.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-489-1639, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-489-1639. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-489-1639. 1-800-489-1639. That's 1-800-489-1639.
Designer and car builder Carol Shelby knows cars.
I have a passion for cars.
Carol Shelby recommends Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This stuff really works. It penetrates the metal.
Add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It cleans internal components, delivers a cleaner fuel system, extends engine life, and improves engine performance.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, available at auto parts stores and at zmax.com.
Only Texas Motor Speedway can offer you 16 events for only $270 as a 2012 season ticket holder. You save up to 25% off ticket prices. Get two exclusive No Limits Garage Parties, discounts on concessions and merchandise, and you can buy VIP pit passes for half price. You'll get 3 weekends of racing, including April's Samsung Mobile 500, June's Firestone Twin 275s, and November's AAA Texas 500. Go to TexasMotorSpeedway.com now.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-hi! Concrete. Hi-yah! Brick walls. Hi-yah! Trees. Hi-yah! Small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars. It chomps things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Mankind, dead kings, many things I
and divine.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Today we've had fun looking at hot as it comes to wine. Whether you want to drink your Chardonnay naked, whether you feel like you need to put ice in it, whether you want to put your wine in the freezer, whether you actually define your wine as hot, there's a whole lot of different ways to look at it. But ultimately, the point I'm driving at throughout the show is that seasons change and so should you. Your taste changes. It's natural. Just think about it. Ladies, this time of year, are you still running around in your wool suits? Are you still running around in boots? Are you still looking at the heavy winter coats? Are you thinking more towards sundresses and sandals? Men, are you still in your overcoats, your heavy wool suits again? Are you still looking at your sweaters? Are you thinking about golf shirts and shorts? Just like our wardrobe changes with the seasons, it's okay for our taste to change with the seasons. Just because it's certain temperature doesn't mean you have to limit yourself one way or the other. Yes, it is finally spring. It is getting warmer outside. So let your taste, let your palate dictate what you feel like drinking. Just because you were drinking heavy Chardonnays in the wintertime, yes, you can continue to drink them. But wouldn't it be fun to lighten up a little bit? Wouldn't it be fun to try something different? Because ultimately, nothing stays the same. Everything changes, whether it's season to season, moment to moment. It goes back also to the news story I discussed earlier in the segments, talking about the fact that someone is suing over the fact that their Pinot actually had Merlot and Syrah in it. Ultimately, did your taste change? Did you appreciate the wine? Did you even notice a difference? And that is the kind of thing we need to hone in on. What are you noticing a difference on today? If you feel like you've had too much oak, then by all means, try naked Chardonnays. If you love the oak, it doesn't matter. It's still time to branch out. Find your Southern Rhone whites. Find the lighter style whites. And find different things, because as your mood changes, so should your wine. Remember, that is the joy of wine. And that's one of the reasons why you listen to The Crush. And this is one of the reasons why people are always trying to learn about wine. Wine is subjective. Wine is your personal impression. It's your personal attention. It is exactly what you take from it is what you're going to get from it. So if you don't want to sit back and drink the same thing you always have, you don't need the change of season, but this is a perfect time. You can compare, you can contrast, and you can branch out and learn new things. Because ultimately, that is what all of us are trying to do. Whether it's through the temperature, whether it's through their moments, whether it's through memories, everybody is trying to change just a little bit. And what better time of year to do it as you have to change your wardrobes? Well, here at The Crush, as always, we're reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told. But most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.